On this show, week to week, I give you glimpses into what 911 dispatchers actually go through by playing some of the calls that come in. A lot of times, as I've said before, we don't get a lot of info on the calls. This episode, it kind of follows this. I don't have a lot of info from these calls. There is a bit, but some of it hasn't been released yet, and some of it is still under investigation. At the end of the episode, I'll give you a little bit of an update on the whole Gabby case. We'll start this episode out today down in Deerfield Beach, Florida, where we have a few calls on the same incident.
What is the address of your emergency?
Florida.
Okay, ma'am. I need the full address.
Florida.
Okay.
Tell the officer that just were here. Let him know that his name will be getting the fuck out of my apartment. You've got to go.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to need you to repeat that address that you just gave me one more time for verification.
Car with the car on. They'll know I'm here. They were just here, and I'm willing to cooperate now.
Okay, what is the phone number you're calling from? Okay, what is your name? What happened?
They know. They can come here now.
Okay, ma'am.
Not a whole lot on that first call. As you could hear, they asked for the address, the dispatcher did, and the caller just said Florida. When repeated, asking for the address, still the caller just said Florida, assuming that the entire police department where she is knew exactly who she was, where she was, and how to get back to her. It's not always the case. Been over that a time or two on this show as well. Luckily, the dispatcher does call her back.
I'm trying to... They know. They can come here now. Let me put the phone.
Hello?
Ma'am, I believe we got disconnected.
Yes. Could you please tell them officers to come...
You gave me the address, but I need to know what's going on. Tell me exactly what happened.
I had a physical altercation with my boyfriend, and I would like him to be removed from my apartment.
Oh, okay. Hey, ma'am, I need to know what is the correct address because I show a call earlier and it's not for the address that you provided me. Hold on a second, okay? I'm trying to see what's going on to better activity, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
angle did this happen?
A few minutes ago. They were just here, but I'm trying to get them back because I wasn't cooperating. Now I am because my phone is smashed, and I would like someone to come back and remove him from the apartment. It's over.
Okay, I understand that. So I'm putting a new call for you. So I need you to tell me,
ma'am,
how many minutes ago did this happen?
Physically, it probably happened like 40 minutes ago. They just left, and I tried to talk to him maybe 10 minutes ago, and he didn't want to cooperate, so he's got to go, and I told him that.
And for everyone's safety, were there any weapons involved?
No, ma'am.
Does anyone have access to any weapons?
No, ma'am. Just we're both physical fighters, so that's it.
And was the disturbance physical or verbal?
Both.
Does anyone need medical attention?
No.
Okay. And I need to get his description. Is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He's mixed.
Okay, but when...
He's black and white.
Okay, so but when you look at him, what do you think?
He's ginger, so he's like black, white, like with mixed curly hair. He's going to be in the apartment because he's drunk and fucked up. He has no clue what's going on. So the cops can come here and they can go in my apartment. I'm giving them free will now.
No, I understand.
At first I wasn't letting them, and I agreed to let them go in my apartment. They can take him.
I totally understand. The call has already been entered for service. I'm just getting this information to update my units, okay? And how old is he?
28.
And
I'm 31.
And what color pants and what color shirts is he wearing?
I don't think he's in a shirt. Maybe tan khaki shorts or nothing, or boxers. I'm not sure.
And what color boxers?
Maybe navy, black, or tan. I'm not sure.
And what is his name?
Luis Pena. He's in the UFC.
Are you or anyone else in danger right now?
No, ma'am.
Are any children present?
No, ma'am.
Has anyone involved been using alcohol or drugs?
He is, but not me.
Was anyone strangled or choked?
I was.
Okay, you were strangled or choked?
Choked last night. Are the police on their way or no? Because I'm going to leave.
If it's safe to do so, separate yourself from him and avoid further contact, okay?
So he's not. Girl, I'm calling the cops. Fuck it.
Do not disturb anything at the scene. An officer will be dispatched as soon as possible, okay?
Thank you so much.
Or if you have any further information, or if he leaves, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Do you need paramedics?
No, I do not. I would like him removed from my apartment.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Start off with this. I'm not really sure what was going on with all the background noise on this one, but sounds like it's probably the caller's phone that was making the noise, almost like she was carrying it around while she was walking somewhere. This time, though, the caller was a bit more cooperative. She gave a good suspect description and his name. Not sure if any of you caught this, but she also said that he is in the UFC. For those of you that may be out of the country and not know what that is, it's the Ultimate Fighting Championship, a fighting competition that utilizes mixed martial arts. More on that later. Apparently, police were taking too long to respond to this call, according to the caller. I'm not sure of the exact timeline on this, so I can't really weigh in on how long she'd been waiting, but here's the call.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
3.
Okay. Is this a house or an apartment?
I'm waiting for the cops to show up. They're not here yet. They were just here, but they left and won't come back.
What is your name? Okay. Okay, and, yeah, I see that call put in. Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I wasn't trying to snitch, but since my boyfriend wants to be an asshole, he put his hands on me, and he's got to go.
Okay. What did he do when you say he put his hands on you?
Well, he punched me in the face, but he did this also 2 days ago. I have the marks. I have a Band-Aid on my back. I have everything to prove it, so I would like the police to come, and I want them to remove him.
Okay.
So I can get my things and go the fuck home.
Okay. All right. When were they there? They were there this evening?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And they were mad because I wouldn't cooperate because I didn't want to snitch on him, but unfortunately, I have to now, so. I would like them to come back.
Is it going, when did this happen?
Probably an hour ago.
All right, hold on one second.
We have a no contact order, so technically we shouldn't even be living together. I really need a cop to come here and get him out now because I have scratches and bruises all over me now from him. I need him gone. I'm done. And I need help. Please.
Okay. All right. I just updated it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just let them know what you were saying and that you want them to come back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hold on one second.
Thank you. Let them know I'll be outside in my car.
Okay, what is your vehicle description?
It's a 2011 black Chevy Cruze.
And where are you going to be sitting at?
In my parking spot at the apartment out front. He went back inside. He's all drunk and he's probably on drugs. So he went back inside, so I'm out in my car. Luckily, my front apartments know that I'm out here, so they know. My neighbors know I'm out here. They're okay.
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 All right. Okay. Well, it's just pending first available unit, but I did update the call that you wanted them to come back. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And later on, she calls back again, still waiting for the police. There are occasions where backups happen like this. Most police departments right now are running pretty short as far as their officers go. It's not easy to make it around to every single call very quickly. Sounds like that's probably the case here. They may have been tied up on some other calls or an emergency call. Could be just about anything. But they are taking a little bit too long, apparently. And the victim in this, she calls back again.
Bullshit.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
I called, but no one showed up.
One second. I see the call. It's pending for our first available unit to come out and assist you.
Okay, how much longer? Because I'm about to go to a hotel then.
They don't usually give an ETA. It's going to be the first available unit. So whoever becomes available first, they'll respond out there.
Okay.
So this call, essentially the suspect in this, a Luis Pena, also known as Violent Bob Ross, due to his extreme hairstyle that looks a lot like the painter Bob Ross, he was fighting with his girlfriend. It sounded like from the calls that he strangled her and was violent past that, more than likely. This time, he was arrested for charges of domestic violence and simple battery. This arrest just comes a few months after a previous arrest, strong-arm robbery, battery, and criminal mischief, all of which may have also involved the same victim as we heard in the calls, though details haven't been released on that one. In this incident, from the police report, It says the victim was intentionally struck in the face multiple times with a closed fist and was continued to be struck while on the ground. She had additional injuries to her left hand, left wrist, and even a possible bite mark to her left knee. While all this was going on, another female tried to step in to stop what was happening, and she was also assaulted, with Pena hitting this victim in the left eye, also with a closed fist. Being that this is domestic related, the victim's names and information, that was all redacted from the calls and the reports. Luis Pena has since been released from the UFC. From there, we're actually going to move up the road just a little bit to Atlanta, where a pretty messed up call happened over the past week or so.
And that's my office, 7851. What is the address of the emergency?
Hey, we're on the side of the rooms to go, in near the icebox. Someone's got thrown out the car just now.
You said you're at the icebox?
Yeah, near the icebox in the Wells Fargo, the intersection. I'm on Piedmont Road.
Piedmont and what?
It's Peachtree Road. Piedmont Road and Peachtree Road, I think. Right near the rooms to go. You guys got thrown out the car just now.
Piedmont and Peachtree Road?
That's the roof. Yes. That's a gray Lambo I threw out the car.
A what?
A gray Lamborghini.
Who was throwing out the car?
It's a female.
Where is she now?
In the middle of the road.
You said a gray Lamborghini?
Yeah, gray Lamborghini.
Is she injured? Does she need an ambulance?
Yeah, she's injured.
Okay, stay on the line. I'll transfer you, okay?
Okay.
EMS, what's the address of the emergency?
We're at Piedmont Road and Peachtree Road.
Okay.
Near the icebox. In the vitamin shop.
Okay, what's the telephone number you're calling from? Tell me exactly what happened.
There's a gray Lamborghini that was driving. There's a fight. There's an altercation. I guess the Lamborghini took off and she was thrown out from the car off the top of the roof. They like pushed her out.
From either their vehicle roof?
Yeah, right to the roof. They threw out the car. Yeah.
All right, are you with the patient now?
Bull Run? Bull Run, yeah, I'm calling it right now. They said the tag is Bull Run.
Okay, are you with the patient now?
Yes, I got my girlfriend and some people. There's people all around attending her right now.
Okay, how old is the patient?
How old is she?
29.
Okay. Is she awake?
Maybe breathing though, unconscious maybe.
Okay, she is. So she is conscious, she is breathing. You said she is conscious and she is breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing.
When did this happen?
About like 2 minutes ago.
Is there any serious bleeding?
Yeah, 3 minutes ago. Is that the limb right there? I know. That was it right there.
Where?
It just went that way. The limb is going down near 400 right now.
Is she completely alert, sir?
On Piedmont Road right now. Towards 400.
Is she completely alert?
That was the car that just went by. She's in a white Lamborghini. She's breathing. She's laying down. Could be conscious, though.
Okay. What part of the body was injured?
She's unconscious right now. She has blood.
So she's unconscious?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, one second. And what part of the body was injured, sir?
She got thrown off the car, so I'm assuming her head, maybe.
Okay. Atlanta, can we get fire and ride? I'm 834 on PD as well.
7851.
Thank you.
Wait, what was the tag again, though?
Bull Run.
Bull Run. Just, and the tag on the car that threw out was Bull Run. In a white Lambo.
All All right, so I'm sending paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line, and I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Do not move unless she is in danger. Do not explain any injuries, okay? I'm going to tell you how to stop the bleeding. I need you to listen carefully to make sure we do it right. I need you to get a clean dry cloth or towel. Tell me when you have it.
Okay.
The call we just listened to, kind of hectic. Sounds like there was some sort of a fight or altercation, whatever you want to call it, while a couple of people inside a Lamborghini were driving around, or not really sure what kind of speed they were going or anything, but the lady inside got thrown out. There was no indication as to how fast they were going, but it doesn't matter if you're stopped or going at a good speed. If you fall on asphalt like this, you're going to be at least a little bit hurt. In this call, from the dispatch aspect, it takes on a couple different required roles. Initially, you have the police dispatcher on there. As soon as the need for an ambulance is evident, that dispatcher moves the call over to their EMS dispatch, which in Atlanta, I assume, are in two different separate centers. It's like this in a lot of cities, and used to be the way it was in Nashville, but it's changed now to where it's all consolidated into one. Generally, the medical side, that takes priority over the police. And in this case, it is what it should have been to take priority on it. You render aid to the person that's there on the scene that's hurt. A big piece to all this, though, it was volunteered by the caller. The license plate of the car, which was Bull Run. And we're going to have a little bit more on that later. As medical instructions were about to be passed along for the lady that was hurt, the caller's phone disconnected. There were several people there that witnessed what happened and that were on the scene. And we get another call from there.
Atlanta 911, operator 7943, what's the address of your emergency?
Hi, somebody just got hit by a car on the Piedmont and Peace Street intersection.
We're calling
them. They're in front of the men's warehouse in Haverty, right off of Peace Street Road. It's bad traffic right now.
Okay, and what were they hit by? What kind of vehicle?
I guess it was a car. I don't know. I'm trying to help.
Go get her. Okay.
I don't know, and there's like a...
Is the car still on scene now?
Yes, I believe it.
What kind of car is it?
Hurry up, because it looks like there's a lot coming on right now.
So stay on the line while I connect the EMS, please.
Oh, well, here come the police. Here come the police.
Ma'am, stay on the phone, please, so we can get the EMS
9-4-3.
Hey, Grady, this is Atlanta with the transfer. It's going to be the intersection of Piedmont Road Northeast and Peachtree Road Northeast.
I just saw him. I think he's a little lost, that's all.
Okay. Thank you. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Hi. I was trying to help him.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
I don't know. It's just hella people in the street, and somebody is like screaming, and I think people are running off that hit the person.
Okay.
And I'm pulling up right now, and maybe the police officer.
All right, give me one moment.
And yeah, it's really bad right now.
I understand. We already have help on the way. Atlanta, start.
I just called for y'all.
I'm 7943. I have PD and fire started. Thank you.
Oh my god.
All right. Tell me exactly what you're seeing and hearing. What has happened, ma'am?
Somebody just got hit by a car. I don't know if they're conscious or not, but there's a lot of people that pulled over on the side of the street to help them.
Okay, give me one moment for me.
I don't know. But the police, he was just here. I don't know where he went.
Don't hang up the phone, okay? Stay on the line for me.
I'm not. I'm standing in the middle of the street with a bunch of other people trying to help him or her. Junior, get in the car.
Are you with the patient now, ma'am?
Yeah, somebody's trying to, help them right now.
Give me one more.
I don't know if the people that hit them just ran away, though, so I don't know. There's a bunch of other people on the street trying to help them, but I see the police officer.
Just stay on the line with me. Don't hang up, okay? Are you with the patient now?
Yes, we are. But y'all need to get a paramedic, right, ASAP.
We already have them on the way.
I do need to get some further information from you. I need you to answer to the best of your ability, okay?
Okay, I didn't see anything. I just saw people laying on the street. I just wanted to help them, but I didn't see the actual accident.
I understand. Give me one moment.
But I'll just... But do you want me to hang up to you here now?
No, do not hang up. Give me a few moments. I need to get some further information.
Okay.
How old does the person look?
How old does the person look?
It's 28. It was a gray Lambo. There was an altercation at the Red Taqueria. I went off and I saw her in like the front seat of the Lambo. The Lambo went right by me, then they threw her out the car off top of the roof.
Okay,
and she landed on the road.
Give me one second.
Y'all saw her file.
And okay, sorry.
Okay. Are you with the patient now?
Yeah, there's people with her right now.
Okay, how old is she?
About 29, I believe.
Okay, is she awake?
No, she's unconscious.
Is she breathing?
She's breathing, yes.
Okay, all right, give me one moment. Don't hang up. Give me one moment. All right, is the assailant still nearby?
No, they took off.
Okay.
They went near down Piedmont Road at 400.
All right, I'm saying the paramedics to help you now. Stand in line. I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Okay.
Give me one moment. I just want to confirm, PD, you're advising that PD's on scene? Sir.
I'm sorry.
I'm just confirming that you're advising that PD is on scene, correct?
Yes, PD is here.
Okay, all right. Give me one moment. I'm going to give you some instructions. Who is this? Someone just said she's not breathing.
I'm sorry, officer, you're not
sir.
No, sir. I'm sorry, I think she stopped breathing. Yes.
Okay, if you stop breathing, there's an officer on scene. I need someone to start doing CPR. I'm gonna give you instructions, okay?
Okay.
Put me on speaker. I'm gonna give you some instructions.
Put me on speaker.
I'm saying the paramedic to help you now, and I'll tell you exactly what to do next, okay? All right, listen to me very carefully. I'm going to give you guys instructions. I understand there's an officer on scene, but I need someone to take over the scene and do CPR, okay? Are you right by her now?
Yeah, right by her right now.
Okay, is the officer doing CPR at this time?
No, it's two civilians right now.
Okay, it's two civilians doing CPR. Listen very carefully. Make sure we're doing this correctly. I need everyone to be listening to me, okay? Lay her flat on her back on the ground and remove anything under her head. Make sure she is flat on her back on the ground and remove anything under her head.
Yes, they put a blanket. They put a hoodie over her head.
No, remove anything from under her head. Flat on her back. Everything from under her head. Remove anything from under her head. Okay,
yes, everything's moved.
Alright, very good. Listen carefully. I'm going to tell you how to do chest compressions. Okay. I'm going to give you some instructions. Make sure I'm on speaker. Make sure she is flat on her back on the ground. Place the heel of your hand on the breastbone in the center of the chest, right between the nipples. Put your other hand on top of that hand. Again, place the heel of your hand on the breastbone in the center of the chest, right between the nipples, and put the other hand on top of that hand. Okay. The fire department might still be getting out of their truck. I want you to let me know when they're right there with her. I'm gonna still read these instructions. Go ahead and continue to do CPR until they get there. Okay. Sir, what is going on?
Fire truck got here and everything. They're telling everyone to come. They're telling them to come on.
Okay. All right, listen to me very carefully. Y'all need to keep doing CPR. Let the chest come all the way up between pumps. Sir.
Yes, sorry, it's going to hurt. There's a lot of yellows.
I understand it's hard to hear.
I understand.
Okay, listen to me. Listen to me, sir. Okay, The fire department is going to be getting out of their vehicle, but I need you guys to continue to do CPR. Let the chest...
The paramedics took over. They told us to back up now.
The paramedics advised you guys to back up?
Oh, the fire... Yeah, they told me back up. They're putting her on an inspector right now.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let them take over. I need to hang up take another 911 call, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
The first caller, that was the same guy who finished off this second call. A lot of stuff going on in this one, though. Initially, the female caller that was the first one on this second call, she thought the victim was hit by a vehicle, and that was not the case. From everything I got so far, it looks like the very first caller, he was likely correct on this. There were some questions at first as to what happened. Police thought there was a possibility that she may have jumped out of the vehicle, but further investigation showed that she was in fact thrown from the vehicle. There at the very end of the call, you hear people yelling in the background for the fire department to hurry up when they actually got there on the scene. When they arrive on the scene, they do have to gather their equipment that they're going to need to work whatever they're going to go inside and work. I hear it quite often. Callers asking why it's taking the firemen or the paramedics so long to come inside their house or whatever like that. It's simply them trying to gather their equipment. That's all it is. Back to this specific call, the license plate info I was talking about from the first one, Bull Run, that was critical to this call. Granted, there aren't a ton of gray Lamborghinis in any city, but the tag makes it exact as to who it belongs to. That info was received back by police, and the vehicle came back to an Alfred Megbaluba. I've read varied reports, but most of them align with what the first caller was saying. One that I saw, though, and from the looks of it, it seems like this is actually at least partially true. It said that the suspect in this actually stole the victim's debit card and ID. I have no idea why someone who has a Lamborghini would try and steal someone else's debit card, but it looks like that is what happened. Maybe this suspect, he could be renting the car. I'm not sure. It's very unfortunate, but the female from the car, she didn't make it. CPR was administered by bystanders as well as fire personnel, but it wasn't effective. She was transported to Grady Memorial Hospital where doctors, they couldn't save her. The victim in this, she was 28-year-old Catherine Kahn. The suspect, he has turned himself in to the police and has been charged with felony murder, financial transaction card theft, financial transaction card fraud, and theft by taking. A judge has denied his bond in this case. All of this info, that was all new within the past 24 hours. Before that, a lot was still unknown about this case. What was known, though, is that the victim in this, even though she didn't make it, she has helped two others through organ donation. Her family has found some solace knowing that her daughter has given life to at least two more people. The last thing I wanted to touch on in this episode was a bit of an update on the whole Gabby Petito case. Amazingly, Brian is still on the run. Possible sightings keep popping up, but he still hasn't been found. For those that are not on the podcast discussion group, you may or may not have seen that they have released the cause of death, and that was strangulation. That's a big jump from just simply listing it as a homicide. As far as I know, Brian is still listed only as a person of interest in this, not necessarily the suspect. There's still a chance that he may not have done it, but with him running like this, it seems pretty unlikely that it was someone else. News outlets down in Florida, and from all over really, they've taken this to an entirely different level. Going as far as following Brian's parents to the grocery store, to a T-Mobile store, that one was closed apparently, then to another store after that, then to another T-Mobile store, etc. One thing of interest to this that isn't necessarily related directly to Brian, but his father is being sued for the sum of $40 for damaging a sign that was posted close to his property that read, "What if it was Cassie?" which is Brian's older sister. This whole thing, it just still seems like it's a ways away from being finished, and I'll continue with the updates as they become available. But that'll about do it for this one. For Music City 911, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.